Dzień dobry, witam państwa.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please take your seats. There are some seats left. Or do we need more chairs? No, everybody is seated comfortably. Welcome cordially at the presentation of the results of KGHM Polska Miedź for the first half 2019. The management board of KGHM is at your disposal today. President of the management board, Professor Kretmańska-Gikol, CFO, Adam Bugajczuk, Vice President for Development, and Radosław Star, Vice President for Production. We will start traditionally with a brief presentation and our comment on the results of both the company and the group. Then we will proceed to the Q&A session. I would like to welcome also our online viewers. Please ask your questions during the presentation. We will read out your questions and provide answers at the end of this session. We will, of course, address all those questions during the conference or after it. I give the floor to the president of the management board. I can see that the holiday season is over. There are so many of you in the room. Paweł Gruza is not with us, unfortunately, because he is still enjoying his holiday. But we will try to give you a picture of how we end the first half of 2019, the first 6 months of this year. So a brief summary as a background. In this slide, you can see all key figures showing the situation in the first half of this year. Our production is on track, that is in line with our assumptions. In some cases, we even exceeded our expectations, and we will dwell on that later on, because we managed to optimize our technology lines. We managed to obtain greater production of paid copper than we had initially planned. 19% growth of revenues to 11.8 million. We are talking about comparison to 2018. We also had lower C1 cost in the entire capital group. This is an important piece of information. A significant growth in EBITDA up to 2,732,000,000. We are also talking about comparison to the analogous period of 2018, the first half of 2018. So that is our reference to the growth. We also had net profit growth, and here the dynamics was much greater than in 2018. We analyze our strategy, both in the context of sources of financing, bond issue, and some other matters which we will address later on. And all that has to be presented in the context of the parameters. Annualized quotation of copper, 11% lower, and for copper, that is 8.5% lower. For silver, that is 8.5%. Nickel, also 18% lower. Better production results, better EBITDA, better net profit, but with macro parameters, with prices 11% lower than in the analogous period of 2018. We have the analyzed average prices in the first half 2019 versus 2018. Let's move on and let's have a look at more details. Our key production indicator, that is production of paid copper throughout the entire capital group, 352 tons, which is 19% growth year on year. That shows we have a significant growth. Also, you can see in the slide the breakdown of this number into growth in our Polish part of activity within the mother company, 287,000 plus 26%, and in Sierra we have plus 19%. The situation is slightly different on international because of geological circumstances, lower output on Robinson, but the volumes are not as significant in the whole group. So we can say that by increasing the availability of our technology lines, thanks to optimization and increased discipline in supervision over both foreign and Polish projects, our production results are much better, which at the end of the day also contributes to the final financial result, with the prices, as I have already indicated, lower. And this also translates into financial indicators. EBITDA for the whole group, 2,732 million PLN, that is plus 7 compared with the first half 2018. The same goes for revenue, that's plus 19%, and the net profit of the group is plus 59% year on year. So I think this is also a good result on production, and very much in line with what we assumed in our strategic assumptions developed in December 2018. Efficiency of production, elasticity of production, cost flexibility, and that bears fruit in the first half 2019. The results are seen on both financial and production levels. And obviously, macroeconomic environment. Of course, we have to bear in mind that the average annual price in the first half of the year was lower by 11%. You are familiar with our industry. You know that LME is the reference price for current transactions. LME price is shaped to a significant extent by the macroeconomic environment, by the developments worldwide. And the first half of the year was worse than the first half 2018. Also, in the context of macroeconomic and geopolitical environment, we have no stability of certain themes linked to the tension between China and the U.S. in terms of trade war. There are tensions related to prices, and actually it is nothing new. When we developed our strategy in December 2018, we said very clearly, both to ourselves and to you, that turbulence in the market is something that is a constant, that is something that we are experiencing and we will experience. There are turnovers day by day. Some things change overnight. This is also very much linked to the American political cycle. That is something that must be admitted openly, and it is no surprise to us. With this volatility, we are able to show you improving financial and production results year by year, and that is the outcome of the fact that we took this volatility, this variability, into account when we developed our plans and strategy. In this slide, you can see the quotations in the U.S. At the start of the trade war. Once it is given more publicity, you can see the results immediately. And it is very much embedded in the political context. When the external circumstances are favorable, that is, when there are no one-off extraordinary events and when geological conditions are favorable, we have a lot of factors under the control. We can decide on what can be invested in, what can be exploited, but we have absolutely no control over what developments emerge from the current situations between the U.S. and China, and all that despite the fact that we are the eighth largest copper producer worldwide. Consistent implementation of the strategy. As I have said, both deposit management, more selective extraction, stronger optimization of our technological lines and also smelting installations. I'm talking about Głogów, but also concentrate roaster installations. We also investing in new facilities like WTR, which is non-mining production, but the things that can be found on Earth, circular economy. These are the first also energy products projects within the field of green energy. We will show them during the meeting, the Economic Forum in Krynica. Also, the program of deposit availability. I can tell you about it that we opened 12 kilometers of new corridors. Annually, that will be 50 kilometers. GG1 shaft is being deepened. For the time being, it was stalled because of geological conditions. In Lubin, we are also progressing with the shaft work. The production is growing year by year, and productivity on this mine is improving. So a lot of things are happening, and a lot more will happen, the results of which will be seen in financial and production results. And now I would like to give the floor to Radek, who will address details linked to production. Ladies and gentlemen.
Going on to production results in the capital group, as it's been mentioned, we are on the level of 19% above. In comparison to the first semester of 2018, and that is, of course, very good work here in Poland, but also in Sierra Gorda, and these results, of course, translate jointly into the KGHM result. Slightly lower production in KGHM International. I will talk about that in further slides. Silver and molybdenum are also slightly lower, but I will talk about it when I talk about Sierra Gorda. Detailed results concerning the domestic production here in Poland. As you can see, very good copper output of electrolytic and metallic copper. Here, vis-à-vis the first semester of 2018, we're largely above the level. Very good work, slightly lower of copper output, but comparable. And we mentioned that when we were talking about the first quarter, the plant in Rudno, where 30% of the plant was excluded, but very good decisions were made, and our miners' work made it possible for us to actually almost catch up with the level of last semester. Now, the stock and inventory that we're disclosing here, we try to minimize stock. As you can see, in the second quarter of 2019, it's a lot lower than in the fourth quarter of 2018. So this is all happening. Our declarations are being put in practice as the strategy that we adopted outlined. And the anode stock here, as you can see, are related to building up stock for the stoppages of the plant. This is planned now for September, so we're not planning any other incidents. For Sierra Gorda production, almost 19% better compared to the first semester of 2019. The improvement is ongoing, and we can see a significantly better result for processing. It is part of our strategy to make sure that from here to 2020, we have 130,000. And I think that we're on the right track. We are demonstrating it every quarter and here semester to semester. Silver production has also increased, and auxiliary metals, slight decrease of molybdenum. This is an accompanying metal for Sierra Gorda. The content that we're achieving in the sections three and four is a lower grade, what we're saying, and hence the molybdenum output is slightly lower. Now, for KGHM International, you could see in the first slide lower output, lower production, and it will be lower, as you will have heard, because we've spoken about it before. At year-end in 2018, there's a closure of Morrison of and it's difficult to match that level of production elsewhere. But to respond to that, we are increasing output at Robinson. This is happening, but semester by semester, the production does come out as slightly lower. Now, when you look at silver and molybdenum, it's a lot higher then, and that is a very positive contributor to our financials. Thank you. Now, the financials will be presented by Kasia Gigol, the CFO. Over to you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the revenues, as you will have heard, contracts with clients generate higher revenues compared to the same period of the previous year, and the increase here is of 19%. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the value of the revenue, it is higher mainly due to the change in the sales of volume and of the basic products. And that is the best news for us. Now, regarding our basic products, and the changes of prices quoted compared to last year, the changes have negatively impacted our revenues. But the volume of sales exceeded last year's volume so much that even the decreased ratings didn't actually impact our results so negatively as to offset the bigger sales volume. On top of that, we have seen a change in the currency exchange rate, dollar versus zloty, and that also has had a positive impact. And the remaining factors have had some contribution here as well. Please note that the main factor that we always look at, which is independent from us, that is the copper price rate. Despite it being a negative contributor, the remaining factors have been positive for our activity, and notably the sales volume, which is definitely something that we have impact on. Now, in terms of the unit cost, please note that for the whole group, the C1 is lower by 3% for the whole group. Now, when we look into details for the mother company, KGHM, Polska Miedź SA, the decrease in the C1 cost was the biggest one because we noted a decrease of 5%. There has been an increase of C1 cost for Sierra Gorda, and this is mainly the outcome of write-offs for the sales of accompanying metals. There is a lot less molybdenum than there was before, and hence ultimately the C1 cost is higher in Sierra Gorda than it used to be last year. I also wanted to draw your attention to the specific nature of the C1 cost. We talk about the cash unit cost of the production of concentrated copper. So we adjust the C1 by the non-cash costs, and here, hence, we've got depreciation. But the more we produce accompanying, the more accompanying auxiliary metals we produce, the lower the C1 is. Now, EBITDA, so operational results. Please note that it is 7% higher for the whole group vis-à-vis last year. And The factor that's get the big that's had the biggest positive impact is the lower EBITDA for KGHM Polska Miedź SA. Although we've also had higher EBITDA in Sierra Gorda, in the remaining companies and KGHM International, EBITDA was lower. Now for KGHM Polska Miedź SA, the higher EBITDA is mainly attributable to higher revenue, and the increase is of 23%. So this is the main factor that has had the biggest role to play while determining our results. Now, the net result of the group. The difference here between this year and the first semester of last year, as Mr. Chludziński has already said, is a lot bigger than for EBITDA. Our net result is 59% higher than in 2018. And please also note that the decisive factor for this increased result is the level of revenue. Revenue is higher than last year, and the difference is 1,805,000,000. Now, of course, higher revenue are related to increased production, but this also triggers higher costs because the change in costs has impacted negatively the net revenue, but the main contributing factors to that was the increased use of foreign input and increased cost of energy, which is independent from us. Also, foreign services, outsourcing, transportation predominantly. But the main factor that triggered cost increase was the increased production and sales, which is a natural phenomenon whenever the sales increases. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now, if I were to speak about the remaining factors, then please look at the result of our involvement in joint ventures, lower capital outlay to Sierra Gorda, lower than last year, which is very positive. Which is a very positive phenomenon, which confirms that our activities previously engaged in our foreign assets have become fruitious. Now, for financial flows, what I wanted to say is that the level towards the end of the first semester this year was higher than at the beginning of the year, which means that we have worked up more funds. As you can see, the highest bar in green here is the result of our bonds issuance. We have received 2 billion. From that, but also profit before tax has accounted for 1,452,000,000, and the remaining flows from the operations account for 307,000,000. Now, indebtedness of the capital group, this is what you are always looking out for and asking about. Please notice that the main indicator, net debt versus EBITDA, is being maintained all the time at the level that we want to keep, and that is below 2. This indicator towards the end of the first semester this year was 1.8. What we should notice here is that if it hadn't been for the amendments in accountancy regulations, this would have been 1.6, which would have matched last year's level. Amendments in accounting regulations have led to a situation where our records have had to be amended, but the level of indebtedness itself, as a matter of fact, remains as it was last year. Another thing that I'd like to note here is the comparison of our level of indebtedness towards the end of June to the status as of the end of March. The net debt after the first semester was lower than after the first quarter. And now, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps a few words should be said about the issuance that took place recently. This was an important event. We issued 2 billion zlotys, and these are seniority bonds. And the maximum issuance could be 4 billion in this program, but this is a multi-annual program. So this year we issued 2 billion. And the best news for us is that this ties well with our strategy and confirms the consistent implementation of our strategy, because we actually did plan ahead the change in the financing structure, and the bond issuance was for 4 million five-year bonds and 1.6 billion 10-year bonds, which actually allowed us to extend the maturity date of our liabilities, and it increased our financial security, where that translates into a better preparedness to any market changes that we might be facing.
One more thing that is worth noting here is that, unlike is the case in foreign sources of financing from banks, bonds are unsecured debt. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have a look now at the structure of entities that acquired our bonds, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that among the entities that became our creditors, there is the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development. A large portion of debt was taken up by banks, insurers, that is to say, stable financial institutions. Since July this year, we've been paying lower copper tax. Relevant regulations of the Act of 12 April 2019 have already come into force. On the 1st of July, this Act of Parliament was signed by the President, and as a result, already now, are we able to say that this tax will be 15% lower than what we paid in previous years. Thank you very much, and I would like to give the floor now to my colleague, Adam Bugajczuk. I will tell you about investments and development Ladies and gentlemen, as regards the implementation of our key investment projects, they are on track. In the slide, you can see an enumeration of our key development projects, deposit availability program, as has been mentioned by the CEO, and that is both corridor availability, part of this effort, and deepening of the shaft linked to the overground air conditioning station. All these works are on schedule. In the future, that will bring tangible results, and we are progressing towards this outcome smoothly. As regards the concentrate roasting installation on 22nd of June in the Głogów smelter, the installation was handed over for use, which concluded another stage in the development of this installation. As regards WTR furnace, on 21st of June, the furnace was put into operation, and it is operating in line with the assumed parameters. As regards the development for waste removal tank on waste segregation station, works are proceeding smoothly and both on schedule and within the budget as planned. And the last of those key projects, namely the activities that are aimed at bringing into alignment our activity with the BAT regulations. All these efforts will bring to a situation whereby by mid-next year, we will be compliant with all the requirements. Here, you can see a comparison of capital expenditures compared year-on-year. We recorded a 35% increase in capital expenditures. That was due to the fact that we postponed the schedule, both financial and the subject matter content of those activities. But as I mentioned at the beginning, all those works are proceeding without any delays. The next slide shows a timeline of the investment linked to the WTR furnace in Legnica smelter. That was the largest investment made in this plant, the largest ever since it was put into operation. And the investment was not simple. It is, in fact, the only furnace of this type in Poland. In the following slide, you can see photos from Głogów roaster. It seems that we have covered the entire presentation. In general, as a short summary, I would like to say that after the first semester, we see that our assumptions adopted in December 2018 are bringing results. The strategy, which assumed our response to the volatility of the global situation, crises, global trade wars, and macroeconomic conditions, all these things notwithstanding, we are optimistic about the future. That bears repeating: long-term perspective for copper is a good perspective, unshakable one. What we have, what we are doing is a good path forward, and if we continue to continue along this path with increasing efficiency, we will benefit from the opportunities. Even in this variability, volatility, we are, of course, supported by the hedge in silver. That is the fact that our geological deposits contain silver, which is an accompanying metal, and usually in such conditions, it has better pricing parameters, but also gold and the standing of the dollar supports us in a broader context of worse macroeconomic conditions. That would be it as regards a short summary, and I give the floor over to my colleagues. After this overview, we would like to invite you to ask questions. I already have a question that was asked online, but let's start with questions from the room. And please present yourself first. Paweł Pucharski, Santander. I have a few questions. In the first slides, you presented information about strong growth in net profit. Will the intention of the management board will be to pay out dividends from this year's profit? I can answer. Well, let's ask. Let's hear all those questions, then it will be easier for us to answer them one by one. So the first question was about the dividend. The second issue is about Poland. Please. Dwell a little bit on that. Costs of staff, of employees, and costs of electrical energy are at relatively low levels. Will these levels continue in the following quarters this year? Or do you expect an increase here in the second half of the year? That is in the mother company. And as regards KGHM International and Sierra Gorda, we heard about EBITDA growth, and I would like to ask about EBITDA decrease, because in both KGHM International and Sierra Gorda, there was quite a significant increase in operating costs. And now, will the level of operating costs in International and in Sierra Gorda continue into the future, or is it at a level from which further growth will start, or was it an one-off event? And the last point, you communicated this positive news about high capex, 1.6 billion, and I would like to find out whether this good news is likely to continue in the following quarter, or should your capex of 1.6 billion be multiplied by two to achieve the number for the whole year, or are there any extraordinary events here? I know that there was one an increase of the equity in Sierra Gorda, but maybe there are some other extraordinary events. Okay, let's address these questions one by one. As for the dividend, our dividend policy remains unchanged. As we communicated previously, we make everything dependent on how we close the year, bearing in mind the interest of our shareholders. That is what we can say as of now. With regard to employee costs, I will hand over to Kasia. As for the employee costs, we have strictly defined rules of increasing salaries. In our collective bargaining agreement, there are clear provisions on that. So please note that as 5.6% growth in employment costs, this is below the market costs, market levels. But if labor costs in the economy in general, in industry, grow, then in our company they will have to grow in proportion as well. But they grow more slowly than the average in the industry. As for the energy costs, we reduced our energy costs in the first half of the year by those offsets that are already confirmed. There are still some regulations that are not effective yet. They're being processed at the moment. So as regards offsets, there might be some increases here rather than decreases. And with respect to employee costs, we do not see any reasons for increasing our assumptions. So that is very much linked to macroeconomic factors. We take into account the provisions of our collective bargaining agreement, which take as a reference point the average industry results. And Sierra Gorda will be commented by Radek. You mentioned operating costs in Sierra Gorda and KGHM International. We do not record any negative developments. The only factor might be the copper price, which of course influences the cost. Molybdenum to a lesser extent, that is the margin that we gained on that last year, that was 0.05. And that is a significant decrease, but it is an accompanying metal that affects costs. Also somewhat lower sales as a result, but no negative developments have been observed there. Just the opposite. We need to stress that today's processing on Sierra Gorda is very high after the first half of the year. And the next month should also show a very good picture.
Our strategy was 130,000 here on processing, and looking at the way things are, it's going to happen. We want 30% more vis-à-vis 2017 and 18 to be achieved next year, and I think we've got the factors that influence and make this possible. Now, regarding CAPEX, as was said by Mr. Adam Bogajczuk during his presentation, the increase was largely caused also by the shifts from the contracts of last year and some contractual matters. So it needs to be looked into and taken into consideration. Those are shifts, and that accounts for partially for this growth. I would also like to hear about the scale of the shifts then. I think we can ask Łukasz Stelmach after the conference to approach you on a one-to-one basis and communicate this to you. These are individual investments and contracts, so we will ask our expert to disclose the details in as much as it can be disclosed due to company secret limitations. I'm not sure if I understood you well, sir, but you seem to have said that you are aware of additional extraordinary CAPEX outlays in Sierra, but we're not aware of these. So I'm not sure what we're talking about here, because this year we're trying to transfer less money to Sierra, which I think triggers a positive outcome. The transfers are limited, we are not foreseeing any additional CAPEX expenditures in Sierra. Quite the opposite. We are convinced that we will not even be putting in place all the planned outlays in the context of current financing. Indeed, I spoke about $30 million of co-financing for the repayment of a loan. But this is not anything extraordinary, because this is part of the plan. And like I said, it is a plan that we are even assuming will not be fully put into place, at least in terms of meeting the amounts that were put in the plan. Also due to the increased production and to the fact that we're achieving the production parameters that are improving our EBITDA. And my last question here, the slide that I find is missing from the presentation concerns your overall annual budget. I must admit I do not exactly recall the copper production level that was assumed for the concentrate. We're talking annual for this year? Right, yes, in the mother company, other than less elsewhere, because that's not relevant. It's 397,000. And I understand that the first semester results indicate, yes, that we are on track to meet the budget. And we are, of course, trying to go beyond that and exceed the budget as we did in 2018. Thank you very much for that. All right, another question I can see. Hello, Podszampiński, Business Portal. Regarding energy prices, I understand that you were used the statutory compensation, not high consumption industry regulation. So what are the projects regarding energy prices and the way they translate into your operational costs in the following semester and in 2020? Well, like we said at previous conferences this year, as regards energy prices, we have a large volume of long-term sales, and this is not a negative situation. It does not have any negative impact. Also, Next year is some of the volume is also in long-term contracts, and we are happy to see that at least to a certain extent, we will be able to use some external stimuli. But also due to the trends on the market, well, this is one of the reasons why we assume that in our strategy that 50% of our energy independence will be based on renewable resources and own resources. That will allow us to gain more energy independence in terms of supply continuity and cost effectiveness. And to give you more details here, you asked about the source, the statutory source that we use. We have not yet decided. We are still, options are still open in terms of us declaring whether we are going to use the statutory support for the energy bill amendment or compensation system. We have secured some assets for that and to that end, but we have still some time before we have to decide ultimately on the terms applied. And having thoroughly analyzed the conditions applicable and our situation, we will make the selection to opt for one of the forms of support. But we have made these assets evident in our financials. Good morning. My question is about the mother company costs. The cost per unit in the second quarter was 18,606, and that's a 10% in plus quarter on quarter. Now, starting from the 1st of July, the tax will be lower, and perhaps your electricity bill will be lower, as you mentioned. So the pace of cost increase quarter by quarter in Q3 and Q4 will be comparable. It will be about 10%, given that the tax will be lower and the energy costs will be lower. Is that correct? Let us consult as to whether we can break down costs to this much detail. It's not that simple, and as a rule, we do not break down our costs to such a big degree of detail. We would not like to disclose data that we have not so far disclosed. But as we indicated in our previous talks concerning the trends in relevant quarters and concerning the potential factors that will positively impact our cost levels, it is difficult at this point to indicate whether the next quarters to come and the current quarters will experience increased support from the support systems due to regulatory changes. It's very difficult to actually assume anything for certain. We can talk about cost dynamics related to production development and natural cost inflation. But we will be looking closely at the regulatory developments that may help us offset the cost dynamic and sort of flatten it slightly. We are also putting in place quite a few initiatives that translate into specific cost benefits, such as using the branch logistics to our benefit. After the pilot program in the first quarter, we have generated savings at the level of 2% in external purchases. That's a pilot program, but we're hoping to get much more in terms of savings due to the use of different logistics systems, digitization, centralization of our logistics, but also implementing a sourcing system based on an IT solution that will allow us to be paperless and fully electronic throughout the company. That's already bringing up results. But in terms of logistics and sourcing purchasing, we are expecting here a decrease of costs. Please give more details here. Yes, throughout the whole technological production system here, we're looking for solutions that will help us generate lower costs. But still, the system of mainstreaming production in the mines and a number of actions that are outlined in our cost items. And towards the year end, we will try to demonstrate that what we have put in our strategy is being put into practice. A few questions from me here, if I may. The prices of electricity, have you already contracted prices for 2020, or is it still something that's ahead of you? A question regarding Sierra Gorda. There was quite an important increase in stripping outlays. And now, will this be on the level of 130,000 tons or perhaps more next year? Because there is quite a significant increase of capex there. And now the reversal of the pricing of a loan. As far as I can recall, about 100 million was mentioned for Sierra Gorda. So should it be expected at year end that there will be a large reversal of the write-offs that were done in 2016 for foreign assets, or is it too early to say? I am nodding my head here or shaking my head. That doesn't mean I'm saying no or yes, but we will be reporting the details further on. The president will tell you about his thoughts. Very quickly, to your third point, it is too early to talk about write-offs. Now, Section 5 talks about removing the stripping. This is not planned in the budget. There aren't any additional unforeseen costs. This has been planned in the budget, and it is happening according to the plan. Here's my comment. Now, regarding energy prices, a part is already contracted for 2020, but some of that is purchased at the exchange. So we have this under control, shall we say. And another question regarding budget and capex. 2516 for capex in Poland. The budget might be exceeded throughout the year. Now, my question is, to what extent have we been paying off capex from last year, and to what extent will the budget be exceeded, quite simply? But the budget will not be exceeded. We will meet the plan that we put forward. We're increasing our effectiveness. Last year, you said that 80% was low. So it is our ambition to raise that. And we will be using the budget that's planned for this year, but there will be no increases in terms of capex in the budget. Now, the details will be communicated to you after the conference regarding the year-by-year shifts. Thank you.
We have one question that keeps recurring from our online viewers. There was a report published about purchases in Chile, considering those outlays and those investments as inaccurate. I should not comment on the report from the Supreme Chamber of Audit. That is the state institution well prepared to assess the situation. So I don't quite understand the intention underlying your question. But I understand that the former president, Wirt, presented his arguments related to the decision-making process. He is in the position where he is forced to do that. We just look at what the Supreme Chamber of Control wrote, and we listen to what the audit chamber is saying. We learn our lessons. We are not engaged in opinion writing. We are involved in real management. There was an investment crisis, and now we are in the first year in which we are able to show real growth in production, a real reduction of transfers from the mother company to Sierra Gorda. We disclose production growths without major capital expenditures, which were planned based on technology optimization. We increase the Polish part of engineering effort, and all those activities bring results. There was this Polish comedy where one of the characters said, courts may live their own life, but we write whatever they say. We have to focus on our business. We are not in a position to judge past events. Are there any further questions from the room? Piotr Sempinski, a Business Alert. I have a question about KGHM shares in MPG1. At which stage in talks with this company you are, because MPG1 offered a buyback of your shares. At some point they closed those negotiations. We were willing to share our to sell our shares, but then they closed the process. So that's what I can say. Are there further questions? If there are no other questions, that is it. If more questions come to us online, we will answer on our website. Now we would like to invite you to lunch, and we are also available for you if you have any questions. All managers from the management board are also ready to answer your questions. Investor relationship team is present here, so we can answer all your questions as direct communication. Where they will be also posted on our website. Thank you.